The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Parashas Bechukesai. This is the last Sedra and Sefer Vayikra. The Sedra tells us, in Bechukesai Teilechu, that if you will walk in my statutes, Es mitzvoisai tishmeru, and you will guard my mitzvot, v'asisa meisom, and you will do them. Nasati gishmechem be'itom, v'nosno oret shivule v'etzasore yitein pirye. Then I will give rains in their proper times, and the land will give forth its fruits, and the trees of the field will give its fruits, and so forth and so forth. And then there's a series of broches. Then the Torah tells us, v'imleisish mu'uli, if you will not listen to me, the Leisah says, "Kol mitzvah sa'ele," and you will not do all of these mitzvahs. V'im bechukei sa'iti mo'asu, and if you will reject my statutes, v'im mishpotai tigal nafshichem, and my laws will become repugnant to you. Levilti aseis is kol mitzvah sa'i la'afrechem is brisi, and you will not do my mitzvahs, and you will break my covenant. Afani ases eis lochem. So I shall also do this. I shall also break my covenant with you. V'vkadeti aleichem beholo. I will bring all types of sicknesses and plagues upon you. And you will plant for no reason, because your enemies will eat the fruits of your hands. And you shall run before your enemies, and you shall run without anyone pursuing you. And if still you will not listen to me, and then I will add seven times the amounts of affliction in accordance to your sins. Vishavati has gained Uzechem, and will break your glory and your strength, and so forth and so on. Then the Torah goes in to what is known as the kloleis or the techoches, the curses, heaven forbid, or the rebuke. Rebuke and affliction, yesurim, is something which everyone becomes confronted with many, many times during his life, if not at one time, then another. And it's important for a Jew to know how he should deal with such rebuke and such affliction. What should be his attitude? Let us spend this evening to see what the sages teach on this. Excuse me. We'll just wait a minute until the lights go back on. In the Sefer Mishlei, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon writes, Musar Hashem b'ni al timos, v'al tokeit b'seichachtei. The affliction of Hashem, my son, al timos, you shall not reject. V'al tokeit b'seichachtei, and do not, you shall not rebel, or his rebuke shall not be repugnant to you. Ki es asher ye'av Hashem yechiach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes only those who he loves. Ucha'ov es bein yirtzeh, like a father who rebukes a son, and then through this the son becomes more beloved to the father. Ashrei odom motzo chochmo, fortunate is the man who finds wisdom. Ve'odom yofi tfuno, and from him will come understanding. Shlema HaMelech is telling us that a person, when he finds himself confronted with
affliction and rebuke, he should not kick at it. He should not complain. Musar Hashem b'ni altimos. He should not reject it. And he should not consider it something which is not good, something which is repugnant. Because when it comes upon a person, it comes upon a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of his love for the person. Just like a father rebukes a child. Why do we find that we are always more particular and more insistent upon the behavior of our own children than on other children? Because when it comes to other children, you can close your eyes to them. You see something wrong, you close your eyes. You're not that close enough to let it bother you. You don't have the love for them that you do for your own children. So if you see something wrong with other children, you just turn your head and go on your way. But when you see something wrong with your own children, and you want your own children to be perfect, and because of your tremendous closeness to them and your love to them, so you become a perfectionist when it comes to them. And you afflict them. You discipline them. You rebuke them. And through the rebuke, they become better. And then they become closer to you. So is it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of his love towards people, he rebukes all people. Because he has a greater love for Klal Yisrael, B'ni Becheri, you are my firstborn, he rebukes and brings affliction to Klal Yisrael more than other people's. Because they are his children, and he's interested in them becoming perfect. And his tzaddikim yaseh mirishoyim, and those who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those who are righteous, he has even a greater love for. See, he rebukes them even more, and he afflicts them even more. Two things are mentioned here. One is Musar Hashem, which that's from the word Meyaser Yisurim, affliction. Second, that's mentioned here is Sehachte Techocha, rebuke. So referring to two types of affliction, as we'll see in the Gemara. That there's one type of affliction that comes because of a hate. A person does something wrong, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him a signal, he brings affliction to him. That's called Techocha. It's called rebuke. A person does something wrong, he's rebuked for it. There's another time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings affliction to a person even though he didn't do anything wrong. The Gemara says that Yisurin Shel Ava. He brings hardships to a person even when the person didn't do anything wrong, because he wants to better the person. He wants the person to rise to even greater heights. And this is called Musar, from the word Yisurin. So on this Shlema HaMelech says both of these. Must not have a bitter attitude towards it. You must have a good attitude. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't love you, then he wouldn't bother with you. It's only because he's so close to you that he's bothering with you. And therefore, as we'll see later on in the Gemara, Yisurin rebuke is something which is very precious. Today, psychologists say, children suffer from the indifference of their parents. That indifference is the greatest suffering for children. The fact is, psychologists write, that many children are bad only because they want the attention of their parents. They do things in order to get the attention of their parents. They want the rebuke. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't care about you, he would be indifferent. And the fact that he's doing something is because he's close to you. So therefore Shlomo HaMelech said, a fool, someone who's a fool, he rejects, he has a bitter attitude, he kicks at rebuke. But not someone who is wise. This is like the Gemara says, Kishem Shechayev Odom Levorech Alatev, Kachayev Odom Levorech Alara. And just like a person is obligated to make a brocha when something good happens to him, he's obligated also to make a brocha when something not good happens to him. He also has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. Because in our eyes it's not good. But since it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is speaking now, when, not when the person does it for to himself, see? Not with it, when his, with his own hands he destroys. Person commits suicide, he can't make a broch on it. This is, he destroyed with his own hands. But when he didn't do it with his own hands, he sees it's coming on him from another place. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it on him. Then we're obligated also to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us for a purpose, to make us a better person. Then Shlomo HaMelech completes this by saying, Ashrei Odom Motza Chochma. Fortunate is the man who will find wisdom. What does this have to do with it? Odom Yofik Tfun, and from him shall come understanding. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, even though a person should not be bitter towards difficulties, and he should realize the positive aspects that come from difficulties, but nevertheless, difficulties is not something that a person should look for. He says there's a way to avoid difficulties, and that is Ashrei Odom, fortunate is a man, Motza Chochma, who will find wisdom. The Gemara says, as we'll see shortly, that whoever is Esik B'Torah, whoever throws himself into the study of Torah, Yisuri Medili Rimeno, then affliction will be far from him. So therefore, if difficulties come upon a person, he must have a positive eye towards it. But there's a way a person can avoid difficulties, and that's by throwing himself into Torah, and that brings him above and beyond the difficulties, which we'll see in a minute as to why. So this is a very good preface to this sugya, to the subject of yesurin, of affliction, of difficulties that everyone confronts all of the time in his life. In fact, as we'll see later on, the Gemara says that if someone, only someone who's a Rosh HaGomor, who's a complete wicked person, can become, will not confront difficulties. And Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, is teaching us here that a Jew has to have a positive attitude towards this. A very positive attitude. He has to take action, he has to do something, but with a positive attitude. Incidentally, the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, the Mefarish in the Tanakh that I'm using here, he brings from the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Ein Mafsikin Beklolis, that when you read the parshas of the Sefer Torah, and you come to the parshas of the Klolis, which are mentioned in a few places in the Sefer Torah, well, what will happen to Klal Yisrael, heaven forbid, if they do not keep the Torah and mitzvahs? It states, Ein Mafsikin, you're not allowed to break that into many different aliyahs. We divide the Sefer Torah into seven aliyahs on Shabbos and call up seven people. And sometimes, if necessary, we can divide it even more and call up more people. So it says, Ein Mafsikin Beklolis, that when you're reading the rebuke, you're not allowed to divide or subdivide it. You must read it as one aliyah. So the Gemara says, why? So it brings the source, is this pasuk we just read. Omer Bchia Bar Gamda, Omer Avasi, because it states, Musar Hashem B'nei Altimos, that you should not reject affliction. And Rashi says, if you're going to read the rebuke in the Sefer Torah, and you'll read a little and stop, and you'll start again and stop, it looks like this is something which is repugnant to you. You don't want to read it all at one time. It's repugnant. And therefore, and the Pasuk says that it should not be. Therefore, Ein Mafsikin Beklolish. When we read it, we must read it all as one unit. The Gemara in Masechet Brachos and Daf Hei. The Gemara brings a many statements on this topic, which we'll quote from just a few. Omer Shimon Lakish, Reb Shimon ben Lakish said, "Kol ha'esik b'Torah, whoever occupies himself with Torah, yisurin bedilin hemeno, yisurin affliction will separate themselves from him." Shnemar, as it states, he brings a posuk b'nei reshev yagbiu uf ve'ein uf ele Torah. It states b'nei reshev. These are the reshef is like a fire, and the b'nei reshef are like the angels of fire that come to burn people. B'nei reshef yagbil uf. Uf is like a bird. A bird will lift you beyond the level of the angels of fire. What kind of bird is this? Ein uf ele Torah. This uf is Torah. And the Gemara proves this with a posuk. And what does it mean, reshef? Ein reshef ele yisurin. Reshef is affliction. The Gemara proves it with the Torah. So what do we see from here? That when a person studies Torah, and he occupies himself with Torah, to the level that he occupies himself with Torah, that's to the level that he will be uplifted beyond the affliction of this fire. Then the Rabbi Yechanan said, this is a posuk in Iyuv. This is a posuk in Iyuv Hei, posuk Zayin. So on this, Rabbi Yechanan says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, ha'afilu tineke shel beis rabin yedin zu. He says, even the children in the cheder know this, even though they didn't learn Iyuv yet. You don't have to come on to a posuk in Iyuv. This is in the Chumash. Shnemar, as it states, v'yemim shema tishma l'kol Hashem alakecha v'ayosha b'enav ta'ase mazantel mitzvesa v'shomar to kol chukav. But if you will listen to my voice, and you will keep my mitzvahs, and you will occupy yourself with Torah, then kol ha'machalo asher samti b'mitzrayim lo yosim alecha ki ani Hashem reifecha. All of the sicknesses that I have brought on to Egypt, I will not bring to you. So Rabbi Yechanan says, you don't have to come on to a posuk in Iyuv for this. Then the Gemara says, Omar Ova v'yitei merev chizda. Imrei odem shiisurim boin alav. If a person sees that hardships are coming to him, yifash veish b'maisov. It's for a purpose. We are not allowed to assume that things just happen, unless we cause them. If you're driving along and you're not watching the road, and you end up off the road, this is not yisurim. This is negligence, outright negligence that you did to yourself. But if you're driving along and you're watching the road, and you're driving very carefully, and all of a sudden someone, a drunk, comes and hits you, this is something that you didn't do. Something that's coming upon you, not that you're doing to yourself. If a person is negligent and he leaves a fire in his house unguarded, and heaven forbid, disaster comes, this you can't say is yisurin aboyin al odem. This is not something which is coming on the person. This he did to himself. But a person is careful and still something happens, so this is yisurin aboyin al odem. Affliction, hardships are coming to him. We're not allowed to say they just happened. But if it happens to a person, yifashvesh b'maisov, he must carefully study and examine why is it happening. As it states, nach b'shod rochenu v'nach kora, that we shall examine our ways and see why. Fishvesh, if he examines and he sees there are certain things he's doing he shouldn't be doing. Right? Certain mitzvahs he's not keeping. He's not being the type of person that he should be. Then, he has to do tshuva. He has to rectify it. And this is the purpose that the hardships are coming to him. What happens, fishvesh v'le motzo? What happens if he examines and he finds that to his knowledge, he examines very carefully, and he's living a good life, he's doing what he should. Then he should accredit it to the fact that he's not putting in enough time studying Torah. If there's no definite chet, no definite avera, transgression, that he can see that he's doing, then he must accredit to the fact that he has to learn more. He's not learning enough. And this is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants him to study more Torah. Shnemar Ashrei Hagever Asher Tiyasrenu Ko Umiseirosko Salamdenu. It states in Tehillim by Dovid HaMelech, fortunate is the man which Hashem afflicts, and he will study his Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu afflicts a person in order to get him to study more Torah. Vim Tola V'lei Motzo. What happens though if the person is studying Torah as much as he possibly can? So what is it then? It's not an Aveda, and it's not from the lack of labor in Torah. So what is it then? Biyadua Shi Yisurin Shel Avahim. Then the Gemara says he must accept or accredit that it's Yishudin Shel Avo, it's affliction of love that's coming from the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him. As it states, and it brings the posuk that we just quoted, Ki Es Asher Yav Hashem Yechiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes the one that he loves. He doesn't rebuke the one that he hates, but the one that he loves. So it's Yishudin Shel Avo. It's not coming because of something he's doing wrong, but it's coming because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make him better. I will explain this a little more in a minute. Then the Gemara says further, oh, the Omer of Shimon Lokish. Shimon Lokish says, Nema Abrish B'melach. Nemar bis b'melech and nemar bis b'yisurin. It says the word covenant by salt. In several places in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am making a covenant of salt with you. Melech. Why does he call a covenant of salt? Because first of all, salt is from the few things, the few elements that will never decay. And not only salt will never decay, but it will cause other things also not to decay. If you want to, in the old days, when they didn't have refrigeration, and they used to go on a journey. So how did they take provisions? They go on a sea journey. How would they take meat? They would salt it heavily, and the salt would protect the meat from not decaying. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, just like salt will never decay, and it causes other things also not to decay, my covenant with you also will never decay. So it states a covenant b'melach with salt, v'nema bris b'yisurin. And when it comes to affliction also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes also there the word covenant. Why? To teach, as it states, Elu divrei abris. See, at the end of all of the rebukes, it states, this is the covenant which Hashem made. The rebukes also are a covenant. Why? Ma bris ombe b'melach melach mantekes es abosor, a bris ombe b'yisurin yisurin memarkin kol avenesov shel odom. Just like salt gives a taste to meat. You put salt on meat and it gives a taste to it, and it tenderizes the meat, it brings out the quality of the meat. So does affliction to the person, tenderizes the person, softens him up, brings out his quality. Why does it say the word covenant by affliction, by the rebukes, and the word covenant by salt? Because they're similar. Salt tenderizes the meat and sweetens the meat and brings out its best quality. So there's affliction, so there's hardships to a person. A person that grows up through hardships, through hard times, the hard times tenderizes him. Gives him a better taste. Brings out a better quality in him. Purifies him. Similar to what salt does to meat. Now, the Maral Miprag in his Nesiv HaYasuri, he explains these Gemaras as follows. if a person doesn't have Eira, there's a shortcoming in him. There's something lacking. All affliction that comes upon a person comes because there are shortcomings in him. If a person would be perfect, then he would be distant from hardships and afflictions. So the afflictions come because there are chisreinus, there are imperfections in the person. There are shortcomings in the person. And imperfections generally come from chait. The fact is, the word chait means, the Gemara tells us, chait means from the word chosar. He's lacking. So because a person lacks, and therefore he's imperfect, this brings affliction to a person. Imperfections in chisreinus, this comes generally from the chemer ha'odom, from the part of the person which came from the earth. Man was made from earth. He was given a spirit of life from imal, from a pie. His imperfections come from earthly man. Afflictions, they purify. Hardships purifies the metaher and mamayat esachimer. They perfect the earthliness of man. And since imperfections come from the earthly side of man, hardships soften up the earthly side of man. They forge him. They perfect him. They bring out the quality of the soul in man. And this is why yusuri and afflictions make a better person. A person who's had an easy life, just like in the physical sense, we say becomes fat. Becomes fat from eating too much and from drinking too much. He becomes lazy. A person who has to work hard, in the physical sense, what happens? He sheds a lot of this fat. Becomes lean. He replaces the fat with muscle. This is a physical man. This is true in all of the realms. A coach has an athlete. He wants to train him. How does he train him? He trains him by working him. By working him hard. By giving him test after test, challenge after challenge. Because if he doesn't, then he's going to become fat and sluggish and lazy and heavy and ambitionless and soft and weak. But through the training and through the physical discipline, he's shedding all of that extra physical fat, toning his muscles, perfecting him, disciplining him to the point of perfection. He'll be a great athlete. So is it in life. But in the whole broad sense, a person only has easy times, he becomes complacent, he becomes lazy, he becomes fat. Difficult times, he becomes disciplined. He works hard. He rises. He elevates himself. Hardships and difficulties bring the inner part of the person out because it breaks the chemer of the person. It breaks the physical shell of the person. Person is built with a physical shell. And inside, deep inside that shell is the spirit. That physical shell has to be toned. Just like the fat in the body must be toned into muscles. The physical shell must be toned. Otherwise it becomes coarse and heavy. Becomes what we call grob. And how is it toned? See? It's toned through Yisurim, through Teichuchos. When a person is challenged and with difficulties and hardships, this breaks the shell and brings the soul and the inner qualities out, and he becomes greater. So if a person would be perfect, it wouldn't be necessary these afflictions, because he's already perfect. A coach wouldn't have to train an athlete that's perfect. So if a person finds Yisurin coming upon himself, afflictions coming upon himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing them to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu only brings it as a trainer. He wants to train the person. So there must be some shortcomings in the person, some imperfections. So the Gemara says, then first he must look for a chet. Some think he's doing wrong, because the first thing that brings imperfections to the person, spiritually, is something you're doing wrong. Just like a physically you're not feeling well, physically you have a stomachache, must be something that you ate. Spiritually the same thing. So you must look to see what he's doing wrong. If he finds it, so then it says, Nachshu v'nachkora v'noshuv. We'll examine and we'll find and we'll rectify it. If he doesn't find it, Yisle b'bitul Torah. Then he should think that probably he's not putting in enough time of Torah, because there's no greater perfection than Torah. And if he's lacking in Torah, he's lacking in the perfection. So this must be why the Yisurin are coming upon him. So he must say it's bitul Torah. What happens if he finds it's still not Torah? He's learning all he can. So what is it then? So the Gemara says it's Yisurin Shel Avo. What's Yisurin Shel Avo? This is another concept. Person's not doing anything wrong. He's leading a good life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at him and he says, this person can go places. It would be like a trainer would see a good athlete, not one, see, that he says, boy, this man has to be put in shape. No, not one like that. He sees an outstanding athlete. And with his trainer's eye, he sees this person can become international class. He says, come to me, I'll train you. You can go even further. The same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to a person and he sees the person is a good person. He's a sholem. He's complete. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this person can go even higher levels. But in order for him to go higher levels, he's going to have to undergo a different class, a higher class of intensive training. Because to reach higher levels, there's still something which is blocking between he and myself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings discipline on him, he brings rebuke on him, affliction, to bring him even to higher levels. So therefore, if you examine yourself and you find that you're not doing anything wrong and you're learning all you can, why am I having so many difficulties? So the Gemara says it's Yisurin Shel Avo. It's coming machmas because of the great Avo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for you specifically, that he wants to bring you even to greater levels and remove what's standing between you and those levels. Mora says, by Avraham Avinu, Asor and Nishenis, Nosos Avraham Avinu, 10 great disciplines, 10 great tests and challenges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Avraham Avinu. This was Yisurin Shel Avo. He saw in Avraham a different class altogether. So he said, from Avraham, he can go further than anyone else, if only he'll have the opportunity. So he took him into a special training course. These were the 10 nishenes of Avraham Avinu. So therefore the Gemara says, first you must look for an avera. That's the most evident problem. If you don't find it, then probably you're not learning enough. If you still don't find it, then it's Yisurin Shalava. Then you should be very fortunate. It's Yisurin Shalava. You're being prepared for greater tests. You're going through an intensive preparation. And then the Gemara brings the example of the salt. The salt softens the physical context of the meat. It brings the inner part of the meat out. Af ne'mar melech bebri, af ne'mar bris beyisurin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes speaking of all of the afflictions and the rebukes, he says, Eilo divrei habris, this is the covenant. It's a covenant. Because as sure as salt will perfect a piece of meat, so will hardships perfect a man. And therefore, a person must have a positive attitude towards it and approach it appropriately. And then the Gemara brings, but if he learns Torah with a tremendous zeal, he'll distance himself from Yisurin. Why? Because Torah is like a bird that flies high, and it will fly higher than even the angels of fire that bring the Yisurin. What does this mean? The whole purpose of the affliction is to make him into a better person, to perfect him more. There's nothing that can perfect a person more than Torah. Because on Torah it says, Teres Hashem Tumima. The Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. So if a person learns Torah to that level, then that will bring perfection to him. And it won't be necessary to bring in other afflictions. And that will rise him, bring him above the rest of all of the fires of the Yisurin. But this is to be totally free, as we'll see later on, to be totally free from afflictions. See, this is an impossibility in this world. Just like total perfection is an impossibility in this world. And we'll see later on from the greatest leaders of the generations. They suffered difficulties and hardships. But still, we can understand this at least in its context, in a racial context. That the more a person will perfect himself through Torah, so then the less it's necessary for him to become perfected through, heaven forbid, great difficulties. So therefore the Torah, but this is what Shlomo HaMelech said in the Pasuk in Mishlei, where after he said how a person should have a positive attitude towards affliction and rebuke, he said though, Ashrei Odom Motzo Chochma V'Odom Yofi Tfuna, but fortunate is the one who can find his perfection in Torah. The Gemara, the same Gemara, goes further. And it states as follows. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochai Eimer, Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, Shleish Matonis Tevis Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave three wonderful gifts to Klal Yisrael. Three great gifts. Bekulan Leinitnan Ali Adi Yisurin. But each one, the original acquisition, came only through great hardship. What were they? Elohein. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Habo. Torah minayin. Torah, how do we know? Because it states, Asherei Hagever Asher Tiyaseinu Ko Umeseiros Ko Selamdenu. Fortune is the man who Hashem afflicts, and he'll come to learn Torah. Torah was given only through great affliction. Where do we see Torah was given through great affliction? On the sixth day of Sivan, Shavuos, which is coming. So Maral says that was the 400 years in Egypt. Why was Klal Yisrael 400 years in Egypt? To prepare themselves for the giving of Torah. So Torah could be given only through great affliction, the original acquisition of it. Eretz Yisrael, how do we know Eretz Yisrael? Because it states, Ki kasher yaser ishes b'nei Hashem elekecho miyasreko, ki Hashem elekecho meviyachu el eretz tova. Like Hashem will afflict, like a man will afflict his son, so will Hashem afflict you. And immediately after it states, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to this good land. Eretz Yisrael didn't come easy to Klal Yisrael. It was only through tremendous hardship. And Olam Haba, world to come. As it states, Ki ne mitzvah v'teira or, v'derechayim techeches musar. Mitzvah is a candle, Torah is a fire, is a light. Derechayim, the way of life. And where is the real life in the a life which is never ending in the world to come? That's techeches musar. That comes only through affliction. So we see that the three greatest gifts which were given to Klal Yisrael, but were given only through great difficulties. What's the reason for this? The same reason. Because of the height of these gifts, man had to come to them. Man had to rise to them. You cannot rise without perfecting yourself. Just like we said, a person cannot, in any field, an athlete cannot become great without going through tremendous training processes. A person cannot come to spiritual heights without going through tremendous training processes. And these are the three greatest heights. The first level is Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz HaKadosh. It's a spiritual land. It's Paltin Shel Melech. It's the land in the palace of the king. A man just can't walk into it. Klal Yisrael could not just walk into it. They had to go through intensive preparation to reach the level of Eretz Yisrael. And that intensive preparation, that was like the salt in the meat, that was like the breaking of the shell to perfect them. The next level was Torah. Because Eretz Yisrael, even though it's spiritual, but it still relates to a land. Torah doesn't relate to any land in this world. So that was a higher level. To acquire Torah, they had to come even to a higher level. So they had to go through a tremendous, intensive training and preparation. This was all the Mitzrayim. This was Egypt. The 210 years in Egypt made them into the people that were capable of going to Eretz Yisrael and receiving the Torah. And Olam Haba is even a higher level, the world to come. Because at least Torah came into this world. And to reach Olam Haba, world to come, so it states, Derechayim techeches musar. To reach world to come, you have to go through a life of affliction. So therefore, these three great gifts were given only al yedei yisurin, through affliction. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a very moving piece of Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin it's on Daf Kuf Aleph, Omer Aleph. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Kishecholah Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer became sick, and he was dying, this was the great Reb Lezer. I believe this was Reb Lezer ben Hurkanes, Reb Lezer HaGodl. Nichnosa arba zekenim levakrei. So four of the great leaders of the generation came in to visit him. Reb Tarfon, Reb Yeshua, Reb Lozer ben Amzaya, and Reb Akiva. This was Reb Akiva's group. Tarfon, Reb Yeshua, Reb Lozer ben Amzaya, Reb Akiva. These are mentioned in the Haggadah, but they were Mesubin b'nei Brak, some of these. And each one wanted to comfort Reb Lezer. He was going through tremendous pain. So each one wanted to comfort him. There's a mitzvah, Bikur Chaylim, to comfort a sick person. Nana Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon said, Tova tol Yisrael mitipi shel gshomim. He says, you are more to Yisrael than the rain. Why? Because rain helps Klal Yisrael in this world. You are rain to Israel in this world and in the next world. You're a spiritual rain, not a physical rain. This is what Rav Tarfon said to him. Now it came time for Rabbi Shua. He says, you're more to Klal Yisrael than the sun. The sun is a physical heat and source of energy and source of life. But you are a sun for this world and the next world. You're a spiritual source of life for Klal Yisrael. Now it came Reb Loza ben Azariah's turn. Omar, he said, Teva tol Yisrael yesi me'ava aim. You're more, you mean more to Klal Yisrael than a father or a mother means to a child. She'ava aim ba'ilam azeh, because a father and a mother to a child are a physical father and mother. For this world, berebi ba'ilam azeh u'ba'ilam habo. But you are a father and a mother for Yisrael in this world and in the next world. What your Torah does. Now came Rabbi Kiva's turn. Nene Rabbi Kiva v'omar, Rabbi Kiva said, Chavivi Nisurin. He says, how dear is affliction. That's all Rabbi Kiva said. Chavivi Nisurin, how dear is affliction. Omar Lehem, when a blesser heard this, he said, Samchuni ve'eshmo divrei Akiva talmidai. She'omar Chavivi Nisurin. He said, help me. He said to his talmidim, help me move over so I can hear the words of Akiva, my disciple, who said, how dear is Yisurin? And he asked Rabbi Kiva, how do you know this? From where do you know this? And then Rabbi Kiva went on a discourse to tell him where the source is. When they told him that he's like the rain to the world, he was happy, but not overwhelmed. When they told him he was like the sun to the world, also not so much. They told him he was like a father and mother to Klal Yisrael, also not so much. When they told him, Chavivi Nisurin, how dear to a person is affliction and pain, he said, help me. Sit me up so I can hear Divrei Akiva Talmida. She'omar Chavivi Nisurin, that I can hear from Akiva, my disciple, this that he said. The Maral explains. Each one was saying a greater level in him. There's one level what the rain does. There's another level, a higher level what the sun does. There's a higher level what a father and mother does. When it comes to bring life, when it comes to levels. But he saw in what Rabbi Kiva said, that Yisurin, hardships, bring a person even to greater levels than all of this. Even to greater levels than everything else. And when he heard this, so he said, he felt, then it's worthwhile the Yisuri. The suffering is not a suffering, it's worthwhile. When a person is suffering, the pain of the suffering is because he feels, what is he getting from it? But if a person realizes that the difficulties and the hardships are bringing him to tremendous levels of the world to come, tremendous spiritual levels. For example, a person would endure suffering if he knew that for every minute of suffering he would be paid a tremendous sum of money. So then the suffering would be easy for him. It's worthwhile. When he heard Rabbi Kiva was telling him that this suffering that he's enduring is going to make him greater than the rains to the world and greater than the sun to the world and greater than a father and a mother. And he understood this in what Rabbi Kiva was saying. If that's the case, it's a simcha. That's the case, it's worthwhile. The little suffering for this is worthwhile. And he said, support me. Help me up. I want to hear Rabbi Kiva where his source is for that. And then Rabbi Kiva went on a discourse.
And from here we learn that a person should not complain about difficult times. Actually, historically, it's difficult times that make people. Every great man, without exception usually, if you sit down and talk to him, he'll tell you. So he'll tell you the difficult times he went through. And it was only through these great difficulties that he came to such heights. Because this is what made him. People who lead easy lives, as we mentioned, they become fat. They become physically fat. They become emotionally fat, mentally, spiritually. Business people will tell you. It's hard times that makes business. It's not easy times. Business might flourish in easy times, but they do not become big business. They do not become good businesses, strong businesses during easy times. They're full of disorganization, they're full of inefficiency, they're full of waste. Yeah, this is known to every businessman. They have 10 people doing what one person can do, but it makes no difference because it's easy times. Businesses, people will tell you, became businesses during hard times. And historians write, which is true, countries didn't become nations during easy times. The same thing. They became complacent. Fact is, most of the downfalls of great countries came during easy times. See, the Roman downfall, the other downfalls. Because they became complacent. They became decadent. They had plenty of time on their hands and plenty of money on their hands to grow fat and to grow lazy and to become decadent and everything else. Nations emerged as strong nations during difficult times. Because then they had to call on all their inner resources. They had to call on all of their ingenuity. Like it said that necessity, urgency, that's the mother of invention, that's the mother of creativity. They were challenged. And they had to respond. And this is the same thing in the growth of a person. Therefore, a person should never have a negative attitude towards difficult times unless he brings it upon himself. That's something else. A person makes negligent decisions. Just like a businessman. If a businessman is advised, don't open a shop there because it's the worst place you possibly could do it. And he doesn't listen to good advice and he goes ahead and does it. And the business is a failure. Right? All right, this is not hard times. This he caused himself. Bad decisions. People make decisions without thinking them through, without being objective, with ulterior motives for their own personal selfishness, without asking wise counsel. This is something else. They caused it. But if a person does what he should and still he has difficult times, a person should not look at it with a negative attitude. But it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for further growth. Then the Gemara in Erechin and after Zaino and Beis, the Gemara says as follows. Gemara says, "Ad heichon tachlis yisurin." What do we consider to be yisurin, to be a hardship? What do we classify as a hardship? See, Gemara says as follows: Omer Blazer says it doesn't have to be cholila disaster, heaven forbid. It doesn't have to be a tragedy. Blazer says even kol she'orgelei beged lilbash vein miskabel alov. If a person orders a suit for himself, or a woman weaves a dress for herself, and it's made, and he tries it on, and it doesn't look good. It doesn't fit well. So he says, that's Yesurin. He says, this is to be considered Yesurin, affliction, and relative to everything that we're speaking about. See, so Rava comes along Rav Zira and he says, no. He says, that in itself, he says, is a tragedy. You order a suit, or you put a lot of work or money into a suit, and now you get it and you put it on and it doesn't look good. He says, this is a tragedy. He says, you don't have to go that far. He says, "Gedele mizuomro, afilu niskavnu limzeg bechamin o mozgele betzon betzainen seinen o mozgele bechamin." He says, even if you in their days they had wine which was so strong that it was not drinkable unless you mixed it with water. So it was customary that when you brought wine to the table, you would mix it with water. So someone wanted to drink a cold glass of wine, and by mistake he put in hot water. Or someone wanted to drink a warm glass of wine, and by mistake he put in cold water. He says, this also is considered Yesurin. This also is considered a difficulty which has come upon the person, and therefore it's relative to everything that we're saying. Then a third one comes along, Marbrei Dervino Omar, he says, you don't have to go that far. He says, Afilo Nepa Chalukai. He says, even if his shirt, if a person is getting dressed, and he puts on his shirt, and he finds out it's the wrong way, so he has to take it off and put it on again. He says, that's also considered Yesurin. Rova Vitemer of Chizda Vitemer of Yitzhak Vamilo Masnisa. Then Rova came along and he says, even more. Afilo Heshid Yode Lekis Little Shleish Va'olabi Yode Shtayim. He says, even if you need three coins, and you put your hands in your pocket, or you put your hands in your pocketbook to get out three coins, and after some fumbling around, you pull out your hand and you find out there's only two coins. So now you have to go fumble some more. He says, that's also considered Yesurin. This is also considered Yesurin. So we see Yesurin does not have to be Cholila great tragedies, but even minor irritations. Even minor irritations. So how will we define then what Yesurin is? So the Maral defines it as follows. He says, Kol ma shemisnagid olam, shemisnagid odam. Whatever stands up against a person. You know, many times we find that the day everything is going for us. And some days everything seems to be working against us. Everything seems to be, there seems to be a conspiracy against whatever we want to do. Put on your shirt, it's backwards. You're looking for a rand, and you pull out a 5 rand note. You're looking for a 5 rand note, and it's a 2 rand note. And everything is, you want a cup of coffee, and it's cold. He says, Kol shemisnagid odam. Everything that stands up against a person, that's considered Yesurin. Now, there's an interesting question. He says, Why is it that we find it really, things shouldn't rise up against a person? Again, we're not speaking where he does it to himself. It happens. He says, really, things shouldn't stand up against a person. Why should it be that way? That's not the Seira Habriya, that's not the perfection of the universe. That everything you do, you find an obstacle in your way. So from the fact that it's happening, that shows something. That obstacles are coming in your way. There's a Yiddish expression, Mevav Steiner unter de Fies. See, someone keeps throwing stones under his feet. Then the Gemara says, like this, and from here we learn, see, a person, shouldn't go out of his way to look for hardships. He should try to find straight roads, not crooked roads. But on the other hand, the Gemara says, a person who does not have hardships is not a good sign. It says, Sanyo, now the Kol Kachlom, why do we find that these things stand up against a person? The Sanyo de Beiri Bishmol, Kol She'ovro Lov Arboim Yem Bela Yisurin, Kibel Eilomai. B'marova amri pranias mizdamenes le. Whoever goes 40 days without any type of hardships, like we mentioned here, he should start worrying. He should start worrying that he has just received this world to come, and there's nothing else waiting for him. In Bamarov and Eretz Yisrael, they used to say he should start worrying because there could be great peronias, great tragedies around the corner for him. Now, what does this mean? The world to come and this world are contrary to each other. They're totally contrary to each other. And this we spoke about by Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav were fighting against each other in the womb with such turbulence that Rivka had to go find out what was happening. And why? Because Yaakov was destined for the world to come and Esav was destined for this world. They were totally contrary to each other. If everything goes perfect for a person on this world, that's a sign that he's a Baal Eilam Hazeh. That's a sign that this world belongs to him. If this world belongs to him, that's a sign that he has no place in the next world. If somebody is a Baal Eilam Habo, if someone is destined for the next world, then things cannot go perfect for him on this world. Because the two worlds are contrary to each other. This is a totally physical world and that's a totally spiritual world. Therefore, we find that things are always standing against us. When we try to do something, it's a problem, an obstacle, a crossroads. Because, especially by Klal Yisrael, we find Yaakov Bikesh Leishe B'Shalva. Yaakov told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why am I having so many troubles? He says, give me a little peace in this world. He says he had sorus all of his life. He had sorus from Esav. And he had sorus, then he ran to Lovan, and he had sorus from Lovan. And then he had sorus with Rochel. Rochel died. Then he had sorus with Dina. Dina was abducted. Then he had sorus with Yosef. Yosef was taken away. Then he had sorus with Shimon. Shimon was taken away. Then they wanted to take Binyamin away from him. As he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what? What's going on? Give me a little peace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have such a world to come awaiting for you, and you want such peace on this world also. In other words, your world is the next world. You're mukhin for the next world. You're made for the next world, which is a world forever. So do you expect to have great success in this world also? This is contrary to this world. Esav will have great success in this world. This is why we find that states Rome and all of the great capitals of the world are built up beautiful in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, we say in the Tfilos, and Yerushalayim is Bechurban. So that's why if a person is not growing spiritually, but remains merely someone who's physical, who sinks into the physical depths of this world, he might not find confrontations. But a person who's constantly growing spiritual will find confrontations all of the time in this world. Therefore, the Gemara says, many things will stand against us. And we need those confrontations. We must have those confrontations. The training programs, the discipline programs, for ever greater growth. If a person goes 40 days without any confrontations, then he should be worried that there might not be a world to come waiting for him, because he's been too successful in this world here. Things are going too good, too perfect for him. It's a proof that he's made for this world. This is what the Gemara says. I want to conclude with one Gemara, one final Gemara. The Gemara brings The Gemara brings
it's a medrash. It's a medrash in Shmeis Rabba Perek Lamer Aleph. Now the Gemara brings it in Yesh Nechlin, but Basa Kufta Zayin Aleph. Dorish Rpinchas Ben Chama Kosha Anias Biseich Beishu Shaleidam Odom Yesu Mechamishi Makis. Poverty in a person's house, that's more difficult than 50 plagues. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought plagues in Egypt, and there it states Etz Pelekim with his finger, and it's he brought 10 plagues, and the Haggadah brings that when he struck Egypt with his full hand on the sea, so that was 5 times 10, that was 50 plagues. He brought 50 plagues on Egypt, and this is also what he brought on Eov. Brought 50 plagues on Eov. Because by Eov it says, Ki Yad Hashem Nogabai. Eov, Job, was struck with the hand of Hashem. Not with the finger of Hashem. Etz Pelekim, like it states by Egypt, 10 plagues, but with the hand of Hashem. So 50 plagues. And while Kolze, and still, the Chaverim, the colleagues of Eov, told him, he said, Hisham Elacho, guard yourself. Don't kick. Ki al zeh bachalta mi'eini. Because everything that's happened to you is still better than poverty. Whatever is happening to you, don't reject it, don't complain. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is striking you with a full hand, which is 50 plagues, don't complain. Because this is still better than poverty. This is what they told you. Maral says, why? Because he says, plagues, difficulties are in an aspect. But poverty, that's in the panos of a person. The panos is the chius of the person, the life of a person. You take away his panos, you take away his life, his livelihood, you're taking his life from him. That's what the Gemara says, Oni Choshev Kemeis, a poor man, in a degree, is considered that way like a dead person. Sustenance has been cut off. Then the Gemara says, if a person is tested with poverty, and he accepts it b'simcha, he accepts it with rejoicing, and he doesn't complain about it, what will be his schar? Okay, so it says his reward will be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him twice as much that he should give anyone in the next world. Now the Medrash brings as follows. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests everyone. Ha'osher menaseyu. He tests the osher. People should realize that wealth is a great, can be great yesurim. Wealth is a great test. See, with wealth comes all kinds of problems. People want to be wealthy, but they don't see the problems that come with wealth. It comes all kinds of problems. Here the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives wealth to a person, he's testing him. Im teyod psuchel aniyim, if his hand will be open to the poor. In other words, a person becomes wealthy, his world to come can be on a knife's edge. Kodesh Baruch Hu is testing him. What are you going to do with that wealth? You have 50 million rand. What are you going to do with it? And how many people passed the test? They would have been better off without the 50 million rand. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's menaseo kol abriyas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests and he brings hardships to everyone. And it's a tremendous hardship. To have money with all of the problems that money brings, and to know what to do with it, it's a tremendous hardship. Dovra HaMelech was mispalel. Dovra HaMelech prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, do not make me poor that I should not be tempted to steal, and do not make me too wealthy. He didn't want wealth. He says, because pen yorum levavi, lest I become arrogant over my brothers. It's a tremendous temptation of arrogance and everything else. And the Dovid HaMelech was mispalel. He says, I don't want it. I don't want poverty. I don't want wealth. Make me a beinoni. Make me a middle person, middle class.
Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's menaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests everyone. He gives wealth to a person because he wants to know what's he going to do with it. Is he going to give from that wealth to the poor? Umenaseh lo oni, and he tests the poor. Im yochol lekabel yisurin ve'ein habayit. He tests another person with poverty to test him to see if he'll accept the poverty and not kick and complain. If the wealthy stand up in their test, then they will eat from their wealth in this world, and their wealth will remain in the next world also. And they will be saved from the Din Shel Gehenna. If the poor stand up in their test, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them twice as much as anyone else would get in the next world. Then it states, the Gemara brings in Baba Kama, Iyuv. Iyuv was given from all of his yesurin, his afflictions, because he stood to the test. Iyuv was given some of this, of the next world he experienced in this world. That was his reward. He was given some of the experience of the next world in this world. What was it? So the Gemara says, Aboko hayachayshis va'asenis reis al yedehen. His herds plowed and his donkeys grazed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him taste from the next world in this world. So there's two explanations. Rashi says that his cattle plowed and his donkeys grazed immediately. Everything that was plowed and planted grew immediately, like in the next world. That was one reward he was given. And another explanation is that it was all done by itself. His herds plowed and his donkeys grazed by themselves. Nobody had to watch them. In other words, everything went perfect, like in the next world, like it's supposed to be, where everything goes perfect, not where everything is a problem, like in this world. Eel was given the reward to experience the next world in this world. Why? Because this is the level the Yesurim brought him to. He was given the tremendous affliction, and he successfully passed the test. And Chavivin HaYesurin, like Rabbi Kiva said, that Yesurim are dear to a person because they will bring him to greater heights than almost anything else can bring him. And it brings a person to great spiritual heights, to the point where Eeyub came to such heights that he was almost on the level of the next world. So his reward was that when his cattle plowed, the donkeys grazed immediately. It grew immediately. And it all happened by itself, like on the next world. Therefore, if the rich pass their test, their wealth remains in the next world too. If the poor pass their test, they will have double the wealth in the next world. This is the parsha, this is the topic of Yesurim. Therefore, Shlaima HaMelech said, which he very wisely said, he said, B'ni, the pasuk is, Musar Hashem B'ni Altimos. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicts you, he says, do not reject it. Do not look at it badly. And he says, do not reject or consider repugnant his rebuke. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only afflicts those that he loves. Like a father who afflicts a son who will then become accepted by him. Ashrei odem motzo chochma, but fortunate is the man who finds wisdom of Torah, v'odem yofik tfuna, and the knowledge of Torah can come from him, because through as much Torah a person has, then he can rise even above the necessity of affliction. This is something which we learn from this parsha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he will bring upon Klal Yisrael all of the rebuke which are mentioned in this parsha. We should not have affliction. This is something that we don't look for. Right? But we should rise to the heights and brocha, and we should see only simchas in Klal Yisrael.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.